From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A 1985 letter by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger suggests the future pope delayed defrocking a California priest accused of molesting children. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports a court had already put the priest on probation.
6 years after he was ordained, Stephen Keasley was accused of molesting six children, ages 11 to 13, in a parish in Oakland, California. He later pleaded no contest to two of the counts and was given 3 years probation. He was not allowed to have contact with children. After that, his bishop persuaded him to request a laicization, which means being defrocked. But the Vatican office in charge of these sorts of cases, which was headed by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, declined to act immediately. 4 years after the initial request, Ratzinger wrote the bishop that while he considered the case of grave significance, he, quote, deems it necessary to consider the good of the universal church. This letter is the first one to show Cardinal Ratzinger actively delaying the removal of a priest who is accused of abuse. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Rescue teams are in a mine in West Virginia at this hour, searching for four miners missing since Monday. Jessica Lilly of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports they're heading for the only place where the miners could have survived.
Attempts to send a camera down a borehole to check the final refuge chamber failed, but pumping five truckloads of nitrogen into the mine has created a safe environment for teams to go back underground. They hope to get to the second refuge chamber where the four men may be. Mine Safety and Health Administrator Kevin Strickland says the families remain strong.
To go what they go through, they come up to me and they feel sorry for me. And I mean... the rescuers, as bad as it is, it's nothing close to what these families are going through. I mean, we're going to go home tonight. And these folks, they're not going to take someone home with them.
If workers reach the chamber, they will check for survivors, then immediately start removing bodies. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Lilly in Montcole, West Virginia.
President Obama is reviewing possible nominees to replace Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who announced today he'll retire this summer. Confirmation hearings will be held in an election year, and a political battle is expected. But in a speech 5 years ago, Stevens himself offered a warning about selecting new Supreme Court justices.
Pre-argument predictions about how a judge or justice is likely to vote are far less significant than the knowledge that he or she will analyze the cases with an open mind and with respect for the law as it exists at the time of decision.
Stevens has been a liberal voice on the court for 35 years. After breaking through the 11,000 mark for the first time since September 2008, blue chips pulled back a bit at the close but still were higher. The Dow was up 70 points. This is NPR News. An al-Qaeda-linked group in Iraq says it's responsible for three suicide car bombings across Baghdad Sunday that killed at least 40 people and damaged several embassies. The group says all foreign embassies in Iraq are targets. Meanwhile, in southern Iraq today, followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr held protests against the U.S. military. The demonstrations come on the seventh anniversary of the U.S. seizing Baghdad. The latest study of illnesses among Gulf War vets still can't pinpoint what's causing the broad spectrum of complaints. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the Institute of Medicine is now calling for renewed efforts to identify and treat the problems.
The review finds clear evidence that Gulf War veterans returned with higher rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, alcoholism, anxiety disorders, and gastrointestinal ailments like irritable bowel syndrome. Service in the Gulf is also linked to conditions that don't fit neatly into a single diagnosis. The scientists label this multi-symptom illness. They say they can't tie illnesses to exposure to any particular drug, chemical, pollutant, or other substance. They also can't find a clear pattern of disease. Some veterans suffer symptoms even though they never actually served on the ground or in the Gulf War. But the report also stressed that even though these disorders are difficult to categorize, they shouldn't be ignored or dismissed as insignificant. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Security forces in Thailand used tear gas and water cannon against anti-government protesters who were trying to retake a TV station that the government had shut down. It's the first time the government has used force against the so-called red shirts since demonstrations began a month ago. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.